Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
King, why do people, if you're ready to rock, let me hear you scream. And if you really, really came to party, then let me hear everybody say, we came to party.
We came to party.
Everybody put your hands together like this. Come on, clap. Yeah. Let me hear you clap.
You're not clapping loud enough.
Clap. I'm clapping.
Yeah. Let me hear you clap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now here's a clap.
Yeah. Want me to try and do a different rap? I'll try and for real this time. It won't be just like my Stephen Hawking rapper the other day.
Are you going
to
try it?
I can try. Do you want me to do Stephen Hawking rap?
No. Do it. For real.
What should I rap about?
Oh, I don't know.
Darren Copeland Experience is coming to you on Monday. I don't know what to do. I'm just sitting here wanting to do at 8 to 10 talking with you. But I'm just wondering what goes on when I want to listen to funk. I was watching the Super Bowl, but I got caught with Puppy Bowl junk. And I go, boo-ah, the Patriots won. Boo-ah, the Patriots won. Darren, boo-ah, the Patriots. I mean, it's not bad.
Hey, pretty fly for a white guy.
No. No. No.
Almost.
No. 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 I didn't like that very much. That wasn't nice.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. I thought that was fun. Booyah.
You know what my problem is, man?
There are so many. Where do we start?
Do you know what commercial I really liked? It was the one that was a TV show one. Was genius.
Oh yeah.
With the violinist. I'm sorry, we're talking about, just in case you were listening,
and
the
he's
Super
playing
Bowl.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, Super Bowl was last night, and most people were watching it for the football game, which we don't want to talk about because of Patriots. But you know,
yeah.
But we watched for the Super Bowl. We watched for the ads too. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I was just remembering one, and now you know. Listen, you know, I have come to the point in my life where if I remember it and then I don't say it right then, it's not going to be remembered, and then it won't be remembered ever.
No, I actually liked it because he's playing Lady Gaga. I'm like, well, what is this? And I didn't quite get it the first time I saw that commercial, but then they did like a follow-up and like genius. I'm like, oh, it's a TV show. Okay. I also liked the Terry Bradshaw one where he had the little stain on his shirt. They did it right before halftime. You didn't like that one?
I did. You know, it's just he's very good and he's made a very big living making fun of himself.
Being goofy.
And I'm not sure he gets the joke half the time.
I don't know, man. I thought it was great. I thought it was fantastic. I mean, you know, and then if the closing shot is him after going, well, okay, our biggest question watching that commercial was he's washing his shirt at that one weird guy's house.
Jeffrey Tambor?
Yeah, Jeffrey Tambor's house. So he ends up at Jeffrey Tambor's house who offers to wash his shirt. Why does he have his pants off? Like, you don't have to take your pants off to wash your shirt, Terry.
Well, you know, it is Los Angeles and you don't want to waste water.
I don't know.
I mean, there's water restrictions in California. If you're just going to wash one thing, wash two things, and then you've cut your water bill in half.
Are you telling me Jeffrey Tambor has no other dirty clothes you could have washed with Terry's white shirt?
Ugh, I don't want to wash my clothes with Terry Bradshaw's clothes. That was disgusting. You don't know where Terry Bradshaw's clothes have been.
Fair point.
For God's sakes.
That's a good point. I don't know. I like that one. And then he closes off with that final shot of him pulling up a big, huge meatball sub. I don't know. That was fun. I also like the... So there's the Terry Bradshaw one, the avocado I thought just won the night, and
what was the one with only there's only 49 shades of gray?
Oh, that was the avocado one.
No.
Do they know that there's only 49 shades?
Oh, yeah,
of gray?
That was the avocado one.
But I did like the two Verizon commercials with the.
They
with
weren't
the,
Verizon. They were Sprint or yes.
Where she calls the
T-Mobile?
Guy. Yeah, T-Mobile. She calls the guy and she's like, I went over my minutes. Do I need to be punished? And she's eating chocolate, and the guy's like, "What is happening here?" And at the end, she's like, "Was it good for you?" He goes, "Yeah." I thought that was pretty.
Do you know
creative.
What all I could think? Do you know what all I could think of during that commercial was
what?
Khakis.
Okay, yeah. Khakis. Yeah, I get it.
So you know, along with the Super Bowl, one of the other things that comes around this time of year is just this whole celebration of football in general, and they announced the 2017 Hall of Fame class. And for me, gleeful to hear that Terrell Davis, former Denver Bronco, had made it into the Hall of Fame.
Woo!
As a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But frankly, shocked. Shocked. And joining him in there is Morton Anderson, a kicker who kicked for 25 years for everybody. Terrell Davis, Kenny Easley, a safety for the Seahawks when the Seahawks were in the AFC West, and he was a hard-hitting guy that really ruined some Bronco games. Jerry Jones, the owner. I mean, you know, that, you know, whenever an owner is into the Hall of Fame, it's a it's like a lifetime achievement award, and I think they're all like you get. For me, I really believe that you're like on a, like a list. So as longevity, you keep getting up, and then eventually, if you're an owner,
shouldn't though, as an owner, you should not be the owner anymore before you can be put in there. Like Jerry Jones is still going to own the Cowboys for the next 20 years or so. I just feel like he shouldn't even be up for it.
You have Hall of Fame coaches who are coaching still.
Well, they're not supposed to be.
Well, I mean, they come back.
Well, but they're not supposed to. I mean, I know Gibbs did, but
I'm sorry if you're not supposed to, but they do.
But he had at least retired, and then they put him in. Jones hasn't retired. He's still there being Jerry Jones.
Yeah, but he's a very influential owner.
He is.
All right. Jason Taylor, Dolphins, mostly.
Yeah.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
No argument there.
And Kurt Warner is the only quarterback. Notably absent from there is Terrell Owens. Which I believe is a mistake. He needs to go in. You know, they always talk about, you know, where they have room for everybody, but you don't put in everyone who's deserving. You know, this is the thing I hate. And this is what one of the things that really frustrated me, and one of the reasons why I wanted to stop being necessarily a reporter and more be like talking about this kind of stuff, is because this is one of the sort of the attitudes that sports reporters have, is they are so scoldy and just like old rules fuddy duddies about Hall of Fame voting. Like, we can't have too many of one thing or too many of the other thing, so we're not going to vote for this. It's the ridiculousness about, you know, Hall of Fame voting for baseball where, you know, I mean, listen. You know,
talk old school. Those guys are old.
I mean, they are, it just always doesn't make sense. But I am shocked that Terrell Davis came in. I did not expect him to do so, and the reason why is this. When you talk about the all-time great running backs whose careers were not as long as others, all right? So you talk about – the first one you talk about is Gale Sayers, who played for 7 years, I believe.
Yep.
6 years.
Seven.
7 years total?
I believe 7 years total, yeah.
Okay, so he played for 6 years, and at the end of the 6 year, ripped his knee to shreds. And he was a reliable 1,000-yard rusher. And so he ripped his knee to shreds.
But he came back after that.
He did. And he came back, and he was not the same runner. What Gale Sayers was before, a Chicago guy, was very like elusive. He would cut back and forth and could outrun you. After he came back from the knee injury, he ran for 1,000 yards, but this time he was just more of a straight-ahead, bullish runner who was just going ahead. He wasn't going to outrun you, but he was going to run you over.
Sure.
And so he's in the Hall of Fame because of that. And that was the one that was kind of the most similar to Terrell Davis, because Terrell Davis went for 2,000, and then, you know, they went to two Super Bowls, won them, and then John Elway retires, and he gets his knee blown out, and he just never can come back, and he's done.
But you forget, he had an amazing season the year they lost to Jacksonville. I mean, he really was the best player on that Broncos team.
No, he went over 1,000 yards, I believe, except for his rookie year where he was in 800s or something like that. Every other year he went over 1,000. I mean, he's very good, but I just didn't see the longevity. The only other one you could compare it to a little bit was Earl Campbell, who played for the Houston Oilers. He was a very punishing runner, but he went for 8 years, and they he got in. But it, you know, usually for running backs, you need to be there for a long time. I mean, there's a lot of guys who, you know, you think about who had good 3 or 4 year stretches. You know, people that come to mind are people like Icky Woods had a couple good, you know, stretches. There was
Well, you realize Terrell Davis played in the league for 8 years.
Yeah, seven. Well, yeah, but he didn't retire, so he played 6 years. He played seven, and then he got hurt and tried to play an eighth, and then retired. Right.
But he still played that eighth year.
He was on the team, man. He wasn't playing.
He played his last year.
His last year, how many yards did he get? Because they were going through after Terrell Davis, they were going to Mike Anderson and Orlandis Gary and whoever else.
Okay, so you're right. His eighth season, he never played. He was on the team.
Mm-hmm.
But his last season, which was cut short, of course, by the injury.
Yep.
He played 8 games.
Okay.
4.2 yard average,
okay.
90 yards per game.
Okay.
I mean, of course, you know, we had crappy quarterback at the time.
Was it Bubby?
No, no.
Greasy?
Remember, it was Greasy. It was Greasy. Shanahan put Greasy in over Bubby and tore that team apart, man.
Here's what you got to learn, and this is it only hasn't worked out all the time, but here's what you need to learn if you are a Denver Bronco fan. Always go with the older guy. I mean, you had the younger guy with John Elway and Steve DeBerg, but other than that, who else? You had Jake Plummer and Jay Cutler. Should have gone with the older guy. Bubby Brister and Brian Greasy should have gone with the older guy. Should go with the older guy.
So let's take a look, though, at Gale Sayers. He really only had five seasons where he played more than two games. His last 2 years in Chicago, he played two games in 1970 and two games in 1971.
Yeah, but the reason why he got in and people talk about it was because that he actually had, because he was actually able to come back. And at that time, you know, torn ACLs were way different than what you were talking about.
Sure.
He was, you know, he was able to come back and rush for 1,000 yards. But I'm just saying.
He didn't,
though. I didn't think Terrell Davis was there. I'm happy he's in. He deserves to be there. I'm happy for him.
You know,
nice guy.
Gale Sayers only rushed for 1,000 yards twice in his career. Both before the ACL turn. You compare stats, Terrell Davis has got better stats than Gale Sayers. My issue is that Terrell Owens didn't get in. And there are a couple players that I thought did get in that should not have gone in before Terrell Owens.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.